You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Micron Technology, a $30 billion US-based semiconductor manufacturer, has flagged concerns with India's tax regime, stating that it throws up unexpected surprises and is not aligned with global outsourced semiconductor assembly and test practices. The company has said that recent changes made in the taxation regime have raised a cloud of uncertainty with regard to cost of doing business and urged the government to relook at taxation for the electronics sector. The statement made by Gurcharan Singh, Senior Vice President, Global Assembly and Test, Micron Semiconductor Asia Operations, is significant as the company is a front-runner to participate in the government's $10 billion domestic semiconductor manufacturing scheme. Meanwhile, Bisleri is set to go places literally. The leader in the Rs 8,000 crore domestic bottled water market has drawn up a new blueprint under which the focus will be to expand its reach further. Leading the charge will be Jayanti, 38, daughter of Chairman Ramesh Chauhan. The senior Chauhan told Effie, "Availability and price are two factors that I would tell my daughter to focus her attention on. While we are competitive in terms of price, I think reach is important. There are many places where Bisleri is still not available. The task would be to make Bisleri available everywhere." Chauhan said the focus would be to help consumers shift from unbranded to branded products. In some more industry news, macroeconomic headwinds along with emerging technologies like generative AI and low-code are posing a challenge to the outsourcing business offered by Indian IT companies. Last week, Transamerica ended its $2 billion 10-year deal with Tata Consultancy Services, 2 years ahead of schedule, and is now reportedly planning to reduce its dependence on third-party IT vendors. IT industry executives say it's early days to tell what kind of trends would emerge, but one thing is certain. Some of the deals may face harder scrutiny with changing technologies and insourcing may gain traction. V. Balakrishnan, chairman of Xfinity Ventures and former CFO Infosys, said, quote, "It is too early to say whether this is indicative of a trend or not. We had not seen any meaningful cancellation of large deals in the recent past," unquote. Moving on, Adani Transmission, Adani Group's electrical power transmission company, is expected to achieve financial closure of Rs 1,700 crore being raised for its Mumbai transmission line project by July end. The financing is being provided by a consortium of 9 global banks through an international construction facility. The proceeds would be used to set up a 400 kilowatt substation and transmission lines in Maharashtra. In 2021, the cost of the project was pegged at Rs 2,100 crore, of which the firm is now drawing Rs 1,700 crore, sources close to the development said. Adani Transmission, the country's largest private power transmission and distribution company, is also raising the facility at competitive interest rates and tenures. The consortium includes DBS Bank, Mizuho Bank, and Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation, among others. In a bid to boost the export of telecom and IT equipment, as well as simplify the process of certification, the government's international deals are expected to soon include terms for equipment testing and certification, according to people aware of the matter. As per the plan, national standards for equipment testing and certification catering demands from sectors such as telecom, power, smart cities, railways, defense, etc. are being worked out in consultation with the Telecommunication Engineering Center. Once the national standards are formulated with easy certification and removal of unnecessary testing of products, the government will negotiate with the European Union and countries like the US to accept Indian certification of such equipment as well. In the economy sector, India's exports of Alfonso, Kesan, Banganpalli mangoes to the high value. The United States market has more than doubled in the current season, April-June, compared to the year-ago period because of a decline in air freight and a new irradiation facility in Ahmedabad. Sources told Effie that mango exports to the US have crossed 2,000 ton in the current season, up from 891 ton in the 2022-23 season. The exports of Banganpalli and Kesar varieties have commenced this season to South Korea, another high-value market. Exports to the United Kingdom is currently being undertaken. Exporters said that Alfonso and Kesar varieties have been sold in the US market at a premium of $9 a kg and $7 a kg respectively. Lastly, here are the stocks that you need to watch out for today. Adani Enterprises subsidiary Adani Digital Labs is set to acquire 100% equity in Stark Enterprises, which operates online train booking platform TrainMan. Other stocks to watch out are Kalyan Jewelers. Axis Kids Technologies, ABB India, Motilal Oswal Financial Services, Dr. Reddy's and Hindustan Unilever, among others. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.